Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's frustrating because, you know, seen a lot of growth out of Ed, you know. I think in the consistency in his game and just his maturation, which I think he's talked about as he attributes it to his children. It's unfortunate. You know, he's playing well when he was playing. He was impacting games at a high level. And it's unfortunate, but like always, we'll adjust, we'll move on. I feel terrible for him. He'll be back. He'll be ready to roll whenever that time is.
Say for a guy like him, he was dealing with an injury before, worked together. Yeah. Back, and, like, how do you start that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where it starts, right? Like, you feel terrible for the guy. And you care more about them as, I mean, in the end, they're professional athletes, but they're people and they don't want to deal with the adversity. They put a lot of work in to get to, you know, the point, you know, specifically with him, the way he was affecting games, he put in work to get. To get, you know, whether you want to say back to that level or get to that place in his performance that he wanted to be at. And that's certainly where it starts, is with the person. And, you know, just tell him how much you appreciate him and I'll be there for him throughout this process of getting back. And part of the NFL too, right? So.
We've been asking you about Malik Ogunjobi for a few weeks.
Yeah.
What did you think?
That, yeah. Yeah, I thought they did a good job. You know, they're certainly in different roles, you know, but it was, you know, Larry did some good stuff for us in there. You know, some things that don't get noticed, if that makes sense. You know, but we had done it with Hoyt in training camp a little bit, knowing he was going to go, as we call it, on a 6-week vacation, with the different roles that we had. Picked right up, you know, he picked right up where he left off. You know, I'm sure he was studying while he was away, you know, and it certainly helped us. It's great to have him out there, and we need to continue to grow, as we always talk about.
What did you love most about the defensive line's performance yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I'll start defensively overall. You know, we went into the bye week, and in a short amount of time, because we had a Monday night game, you know, so Tuesday was still, you know, the exit process with the players, and you need time to get organized and kind of dive into, you know, there were some things that we pointed out that we found that we needed to do better. And one of those things was, quite honestly, was, you know, that joy, that celebration with each other, you know, the having fun, that can get lost in the process a little bit. You know, and I wanted to make sure, and as did the staff and Sean, that, you know, we showed about 3 or 4 clips throughout the season before that bye week of our guys to think back to Baltimore, the first sack that Ed had. I think back to, I can't remember what the other clips were, but that's the one that sticks out, to where there's a lot of energy and juice and all those type of things. And that's what we wanted to get back to, and we certainly did that in the game. You know, we wanted to simplify a little bit there and let them play fast, let them play free as best we could, you know, based on the opponent we're playing. But, you know, the D line, I mean, I think you guys all saw it. I mean, they got it. It's how, you know, it's part of playing complimentary football. You know what I mean? Like, we get the takeaways, we get the three and out to start the game, we get a takeaway, we get all that. Now you start to build a lead. Well, the offense becomes a little bit more predictable, and we can pin our ears back a little bit and go. And that's what we've done here over the years. We wanted to make sure that we got back to that. We talked about taking the ball away, you know, and to get three of them was what we wanted. That's what we talked about. We talked about bringing three of those footballs to the sideline. And we did that. We need to continue to do that moving forward. But obviously the D-line impacted the game at a high level, and that was great to see.
What is it like graduating, and this is no disrespect to Carolina, but Andy Dalton, though, is not the quarterback that Patrick Mahomes is today.
Yeah.
What is it like graduating from going against that type of offense to knowing you know who the Chiefs are?
Yeah.
And you know that they have a full complement of offensive players now back in their lineup.
Yeah.
What is that like?
Yeah, I mean, they're tough. They're tough to go against. I mean, they're playing the way they are. And, you know, I'm diving into the tape now, but, you know, we've seen a lot of different versions of the Chiefs, you know, and you feel like it's a division game almost. You know, you feel like you're going to play them twice a year, you know. And I think every game has its own kind of progression, or, you know, the way you see how the game's going to go. That can certainly change throughout that game. But, you know, every NFL team presents a different issue or problem for us defensively. And, you know, you look at the league yesterday, you know, I'm buzzing the scores after our game, and it's things that you would predict are not happening. And maybe it's even going to the extreme the other way. So, every week is its own challenge, and certainly we've got a big one on our hands coming up here this week. Team we're familiar with, an opponent we're familiar with, and we look forward to the challenge, certainly.
It's funny you say about the celebration, because after the Rousseau sack, they were celebrating so much the line that they almost
Yeah.
But is that one of those things where, like, that, even though you almost got yourself into trouble, that's what you're talking
about? Yeah, so I can remember twice. I was a linebacker coach here, playing the Chargers in 23. It was 2 minutes. Ed got a sack, started, and he started doing his dance that he always does. And I was a linebacker coach, and I was in charge of personnel, like getting guys in the game. So I was yelling to Ed. I was the closest to Ed, and I'm like, you got to get back. You got to get back. You can't celebrate. So, again, we educated our guys again in that situation. No timeouts, 2 minutes, that low on the clock, especially when the clock's going to run, when you know that. Love the celebration in that moment. Not going to be able to celebrate, you know, but we can celebrate on the sideline or in the locker room. But, yeah, I mean, they did a good job getting back, you know, being able to click into Shaq and be like, get him back, you know. So, but that's what we're looking for, that juice, that energy. But yeah, not in that situation.
AJ said about Hoyt, his versatility and what you can do with him changes everything for everybody else in the line, and the impact that he potentially makes on them. I think about TJ Sanders. I know he's got a couple more weeks until he gets back, but how much could a Michael Hoyt help him when he gets back, you know, where maybe he was struggling at times in certain parts of his game early on?
Yeah. I think the thing about Hoyt, I think we all know where he went to school, you know, and he's certainly it's a good mix of, he's got an intellectual part of him, but then you guys see when he's out there, it is full tilt. You know, he's basically, if you compare it to music, he's a composer for classical music when it comes to scheme, but then when you put him out on the field, it's like heavy metal. You know, that's kind of the, you know, way to describe him. But yeah, I mean, he certainly helps everybody around him. He's extremely smart. He can take a lot of information and process it quickly. And that certainly helps some other guys to free up.
What did you see the impact of Hairston and Jordan Hancock being yesterday?
Yeah, I thought, you know, I think it's two different situations. You know, safety here is a little different as far as you're in charge. You're a quarterback, you know, and so it was good for him to get his feet wet. He's certainly talented. I think we've talked about that in here a lot. But it was good for him to get his feet wet. And, you know, the more reps he gets in a game, the more comfortable he's going to get. And then if it calls for it, you kind of expand where he's at and those type of things. But it was good to get him in there. Thought he did some good things. There wasn't a lot of action for him. I think the biggest thing, they poked a run in there at 3rd and 5. He got him down. And we were talking about it today in the defensive meeting, like, hey, what was the result after this? You get the guy down in a situation where we didn't think they were going to run it. They ran it. It popped on us. You got him down. What happened next? Takeaway. Boom. Okay. So the value of that, just that tackle, giving us another chance. So, you know, I'd say that was his biggest play of the game in a sense. But he did some good things in there as far as what we were asking him to do. And then Max, it was good to get him back out there. You know, it was good to get him back out there. Biggest one you guys all saw was the tackle. That was the biggest thing. You know, he doesn't have training camp. He doesn't have any preseason games. He has no regular season games. So that physical aspect of the game is, you know, where you're curious. You rep it, you know. Mile and Joe did a great job getting him in situations to kind of prepare him for that. But, you know, I think that was that allowed him to breathe a little bit. There was his first action there, but he was pretty good in coverage. And, you know, there's always things we got to improve. But, you know, it was nice to see those guys out there and do some good things.
Does it help having a Monday night game, your opponent playing Monday night, where you can sit in front of the TV and almost game plan that way in your head?
Yeah, there's no game planning on TV. I mean, you can take a peek and kind of see it, what they're doing. You know, obviously you're all 22 is how we're ingrained. I mean, you catch some maybe tendencies that hold up or, you know, okay, this is how they're attacking this team or whatever it may be. And Coach Reed does such a good job of, you know, every game is a little bit different. But, I mean, I'll certainly have it on as I'm getting ready tonight and game planning tonight. But, you know, get a few nuggets here or there.
Sean. How do you begin to game plan for players like Rasheed Rice and Xavier Worthy, the guys who you've seen before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We go about it our same way. You know, what's the strength and weaknesses of the offense? What's the strength and weaknesses of each individual player? And you know, try to put our guys in the best position possible to have success. That's the best thing we can do. You know, not lose our guys too much and who the opponent is. Understand what we do well and what we're doing well and try to focus in on that. Yeah.
What has it been like mixing and matching all these pieces?
Yeah. I'll give credit to Ryan, Marcus, and Rebs. You know, they haven't blinked. You know, shoot, I can't even remember. I think we're at somewhere around 7 different combinations at this point. But, you know, they all train the same. They all in the same meetings. You know, expectations here don't change. As you saw yesterday, we had a lot of pieces of the puzzle in different spots at times. And, you know, so I think the biggest thing is, you know, staying consistent, making sure the standard's still the standard. And, you know, NFL ain't slowing down for us. So we got to get moving, and that'll be what we do.
Today that you guys have been calling a defense in tandem. From your perspective, what's that been like, and how is that different from when?
It's been great. I mean, it's like I've said always. He's a defensive head coach, right? It's his system. I've happened to be in it with him for 11 years, and you know, there's been different variations of how we've done it, and you know, it's been good. So. you know, the assistants are into, you know, asking, hey, what do you like on this third down? What do you like? You know what I mean? Obviously, that type of stuff goes on in between series, but, you know, it's been good. It's been fluid, and we know each other. You know what I'm saying? So communication is constantly flowing. And, you know, you kind of just roll with the punches. We kind of know, you know, where we're going to go with things. And in the end, it's about the performance of the defense. That's it. That's all that matters.
See him juggle those two things, because he was the defensive coordinator,
yeah.
I think, in
23,
right? And like in those moments when there's game management decisions, and then I know you got a staff and you're working together, but how have you seen him kind of juggle those things?
Yeah, I think he does a really good job. You know, he does a great job leaning on us, you know, as assistants, like a lot of ideas. Ever since we've been here, most everything's collaborative. Ever since 2017, there's nobody saying this is what we're doing and this is here's the game plan. This is what we're doing. It's hey, okay, you like this, you know, let's tweak this a little bit. This is why I like. Oh yeah, I didn't see it that way, but yeah, that's a good thought, you know. And I think that's the best way to do it, because, you know, as a coordinator, head coach, maybe even position coach, you might see things a certain way, and it's hard to see them a different way, but then. If you listen, if you hear people out, there might be a better way to do it, you know, and that's been going on here for 9 years, you know. So most everything on the defensive side has been collaborative, because Sean is a head coach, and he's got head coach duties to juggle. So if he were to try to do it all, it'd be too much. You know, it's a collaborative process, and I think, you know, that trust of other people is big for him, as far as allowing people to, you know, give their opinions.
So along those lines, Bobby, has there been any recent change from week one of 2024 to week one of 2025 to week, what are we at, 8?
Yeah. Every week's a little bit different. And, you know, suggestions, talking about tendencies here. Hey, we're thinking this. I'm thinking this. And he might say, hey, I want to call this right here. How it's always been.
So we're talking on a play-to-play, series-to-series basis?
Play-to-play, series-to-series. But the communication's already there, Jay, if that makes sense. So it's, you know, he might say, hey, let's think about this on this next call. Let's think about that's how it operates.
Bobby, going back to the defensive line.
I think because, you know, it shows that everybody has the ability, you know, we talk about generally four-man rush, right? Like, we pressure and we do that type of stuff. But when you talk about a four-man rush or even pressures at that, you know, when we rush, you know, four as one and not four singles rushing, you know, not together. I think that's what that shows. I think back to the Atlanta game, the Javon Solomon sack, just doing his job where he's supposed to be, and he's not the featured part of the rush. And because he does his job, quarterback steps up, he gets the sack. Yesterday, there was a lot of that. The guys getting the sacks, you're not always seeing the inside push of that, which doesn't allow the quarterback to step up for the defensive ends, if that makes sense. You know, the ends, if we're running some sort of game, the ends, you know, doing their job to set up a defense. It's all of us rushing as one. And that certainly includes when you're pressuring.
Going back to the defensive tackles, how much does Hoyt's skill set kind of limit the risk reward of lining up a lighter guy at defensive tackle?
Say that one more time.
How do Michael Hoyt's skill set kind of, you know, minimize the risk reward of putting a lighter defensive end?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Hoyt can just do a lot of things. He can just do a lot of things. And, you know, it's obviously when you talk about power on the inside, bigger people are going to create more power, you know. So, you know, it's interesting. I think he came in the league as a – He's a defensive tackle, lost weight, moved to outside linebacker, and you know, I think he was a 300-plus pounder, you know. So, you know, what an interesting trajectory he's had. But he certainly provides some flexibility for us in a lot of different ways.
Did you use him more there after because Ed got hurt, or was that always going to be
the plan? We're very flexible, so we have a lot of different ways we can skin that cat, and you know, he can do a lot of different things, and he's well versed in a lot of different things.
Sean had mentioned all the injuries at linebacker and kind of the indecision and how that would look getting close to the game. How comfortable are you with where that group is now with all the, you know, moving pieces and injuries there, and how that's, you know?
Yeah, there's been a lot of guys in and out, you know. So I mean, that's a silver lining, right? A lot of guys getting a lot of different reps at different places. Which, when you talk about the linebacker position, you got to be able to play both. You think back to, you know, obviously the guys that are going right now. We've had some guys that have been, you know, he's a Mike, he's a Will, he's a this, he's a that. But usually, when you talk about backups, you got to be able to do a lot of different things. You talk about your Baylen Spectors in the past, your Tyrell Dodsons, AJ Klein's in the past. They've been able to do a lot of different things, specifically if you're not a starter. And I think that's really important as a backup linebacker to be able to do multiple things.
You mentioned Shaq on getting them back to the line. Did he alert the right side on the AJ Epenesa tip? That was something that an observation that was made. Communication wise, just getting guys in the right spot.
Our whole defense was well aware of what could happen in empty formations. Shaq did a good job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.